Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
Showtime! Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I look out for this show, and it's awful to listen to you in that monotonic tone. I'll have a mono with tonic. That should be a drink.
I think so.
Jeff Lutz.
Monotonic? That's a mathematics term. Monotonic. Oh, I doubt that's a word.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio as we begin hour number two on the KFH Radio podcast. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. We're going to play a game in a little bit. But this is our town hall segment in which we hope we get phone calls. But if we don't, we're equipped. We're big boys.
We can town hall it ourselves.
We've got things to talk about. And the thing I want to talk about is that Antonio Pierce is out as the head football coach of the Las Vegas Raiders as they continue to fumble around and do nothing. And
I don't know. I don't like that.
Why?
They keep their GM. Titans fire their GM, keep their coach. I'm uncomfortable,
man.
I'm uncomfortable with
it. This is ownership. Can't fire the owner.
I know.
Same thing going on in Dallas. You can't fire that old man.
So I'd rather have Jerry Jones, though.
You just got to roll him out there and let him be an idiot and live in what he accomplished 40 years ago, and that's life. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, that's what you got.
If Jerry Jones wanted to own the Cleveland Guardians, I'd welcome him with open arms.
Really?
Yes. I don't mind Jerry Jones. I really don't.
What's he done?
He hasn't really done much, but he puts his emotions on his sleeve. He says what he means. He says what he's going to do. He says what he's thinking. They asked him, hey, are you going to get a real GM?
Why are you letting Mike McCarthy twist in the wind? Either give the guy an extension. His contract's up.
Yes.
Or let him tell him you're done with him.
Well, maybe he's hoping this opportunity with the Bears or other teams he might interview will do the job for him, and he won't have to.
Well, that's not a way to treat a coach. Who's going to go want a coach for you?
His contract's over. He doesn't owe him anything at
right.
this point.
Tell him one way or the other. We're not renewing your contract, Mike. Sorry. You did a good job here. You had three consecutive 12-win seasons, but we're trying to win Super Bowls, and we don't think you're going to get that done for us, so we're parting ways.
That probably
How
would be helpful.
How is that?
Well, it's just day two after the end of the season.
His contract's up.
And he's interviewing elsewhere. And
no, he's not.
He interviewed with somebody.
The Bears have asked for permission.
Well then he's going to interview. I'm sure they'll grant him permission. To interview.
I can't believe you're under the Jerry
Jones. Why do you
Jones
have to team? Ask permission for a guy who's not employed? That doesn't make any sense.
Because you do.
His contract must be up later on.
No, it's up.
In the calendar year.
No.
You don't think like April 1 or something?
Absolutely not.
You have no idea.
Up at the end of the season.
How do you know?
The season's over. Because I listened to these people talk about it this morning.
Then why would you have to ask permission to interview someone who's not employed with the team?
Because they're asking permission in case Jerry Jones wants to bring him back.
Yeah, I don't see that. It will expire shortly after the NFL season on January 14th. So maybe it hasn't...
Well, the 14th...
Oh, it'll expire on the 14th. That's what that means.
Well, the NFL season's over now.
Yeah, it's weird, because what if he had been in the playoffs? His contract's up when they're in the playoffs?
Anyway, the Raiders need to go out and get somebody. Who would you go get?
I don't know. Why do they have to fire Pierce?
Because he hasn't done a good job.
He had Aiden O'Connell as his quarterback.
Yeah, if you haven't done a good job.
And the next guy's not going to do a good job either.
All they need is a quarterback.
Joe Milton. Telling you.
I don't know. You can't go on one game of Joe Milton.
It's pretty awesome.
In a game where the other team's not even trying.
They tried.
Who was it?
Buffalo.
They didn't even try. They were locked into their seat.
But they have some pride, right? Those guys want to put some...
No, they didn't even play their guys.
Damar Hamlin played.
Joe Milton. I'd rather have Milton Burrow.
Well, watch that game and then tell me Joe Milton. You're not going to get much. What are they picking, six?
Yeah. They can get a good player.
They can get the third quarterback, maybe.
They can get a good player at six.
Well, they will get a good player at six.
It'll be a cornerback.
And their drafts haven't been too bad. They got Brock Bowers. He's a superstar.
Yeah. Let's get another superstar, put him in the defensive backfield. And then you're starting to talk.
Maybe. I don't think they're a cornerback short.
Again, the owner of this team needs to go. Well, watch what the Raiders do. I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth right now. The Raiders are going to have a good offseason.
Okay. Anthony Capra, our resident Raiders guy, would feel the same.
They're going to be aggressive, and they're going to be better.
Okay.
The problem is this division now, which used to be the Chiefs and no one else, is now the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, and no one else.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Well, I would
say the Raiders let the Chargers and Broncos hire Jim Harbaugh and Sean Payton while they hired Antonio Pierce.
I still don't dislike that.
You see what I'm saying?
I still don't dislike them hiring Antonio Pierce.
But they got proven NFL guys.
They're out there running Alexander Mattison.
They got championship coaches.
Who's their number two receiver for $1,000?
You know that.
The Raiders. They have nothing. And you're going to fire the guy. But
they had a good receiver. What's that guy's name?
Exactly.
I had him on my fantasy team. Think about it.
Jacoby.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers.
He's not that good.
He's pretty good. He's not terrible.
But you're keeping the guy who put this god-awful team together, but not the guy who had to unfortunately coach it.
He's not a terrible player.
And got you a couple wins late in the year.
I don't like Antonio Pierce. I thought I would. I don't. They've got to get a proven guy.
I don't know.
I agree with the guy that got in touch with me.
Well, who was it?
A friend of mine who said that it's too bad Belichick jumped at the college job before the Raiders had a chance to bring him in.
He'd never work for them, and no. Anthony Capra's on hold.
He's not a Raiders type guy.
Here's Anthony Capra, our friend, who knows we're going to talk Raiders, and jumped in here. What's up, Cap?
I just got done popping my champagne. What's up with you guys?
I just, we've been talking about it. I said it's a good thing that they're moving on. But my problem is I don't trust them to hire the right person to replace Antonio Pierce. And how can you trust them?
It's a valid thought, and you're not far off with what you're saying. But step one had to be moving on from Antonio Pierce. And I don't dislike Antonio Pierce. I think he had a decent role. He was just not fit to be an NFL head coach. The mismanagement of everything he did this year just kind of exposed him. So step one had to be moving on from him. and making it somewhat of an attractive place for not only a new head coach, but for coordinators to come in.
How about you develop a coach? I mean, that's one of your guys. Whether he's mismanaging things or not, it's year one. You're going to mess up. And he had a lot of players on the team that would exacerbate him messing up a lot because they were not very good. So isn't that part of a winning organization, like believing in somebody that can lead? They fire guys just left and right.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I think the mistakes that were made and the flaws that were so apparent throughout the season overruled any of that. I mean, I actually am surprised they made the move. I thought the move was going to be to keep him for another year, and it was just going to be, you know, he was going into a lame duck year on his contract, and it was, like I said, it was not going to be an attractive place to bring in any coordinators. It sounds like they're going to have to bring in two new coordinators. So I think starting from scratch is the move, and I think there are guys available. I know you guys were talking about Belichick, who obviously is going to North Carolina. I'm glad that he's going to North Carolina because I don't want somebody like him in there. My pick would be Mike Vrabel, but I think there's guys who are out there who are steps ahead of where he needs to be or where Antonio Pierce was. And that's the move, is to bring somebody in who's ahead of versus developing Antonio Pierce. That the NFL moves
Vrabel would develop a
guy like that.
Vrabel's a slam dunk, but he's going to New England, right?
You would think.
I think that's the consensus, yeah. And I think that's my pipe dream of a coach, because I look at what Campbell has done in Detroit, and that's what I want. I want a guy to bring in a new culture. I think that the organization needs an entire revamp of culture, and it starts with somebody like Vrabel, who is a culture guy. So probably not the guy that they're going to land, but that's my dream.
Mark Davis.
Not going to happen?
Mark Davis
haunts the franchise.
He's a clown. Well, and I tweeted this earlier. Mark Davis is the kid who's playing with his daddy's toy that he never learned how to play with and doesn't want to ask for help. So I'm hoping that he's wise enough at this point to ask for help and from those within the organization. I know Tom Brady may have some say. I don't know how much weight that holds, but it's time to stop trying to do this on your own and ask for help.
What are you going to do at quarterback? Because you're not going to be able to get one of the top two quarterbacks at number six. So do you – I said Joe Milton, just from how he played for New England the other day, was just amazing. I don't know if you're on the same page, but what do you do at that position?
Well, I think you need to find the best guy out there, not in the draft, because they're not going to get one of the top two guys in the draft. So you need to find the best guy out there, whoever that is in free agency or whatever you need to do. And in the draft, you focus on your other weak spots. It's not going to be quarterback, so you don't reach on a quarterback. I've seen a couple mock drafts. One has them taking the wide receiver out of Arizona, who I like, and the other has them taking the edge rusher from Penn State, who I like. And I think if you start pairing guys together, another edge rusher paired up with Max Crosby, those are the kind of things you do as an organization to kind of solidify yourself and make who you want to be going forward. So we'll see. It's the Raiders. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the Raiders, and they have no history of doing things right. So I get false hope by them making the right move in my mind, but they'll find a way to gum it up.
Sam Darnold's a free agent. I'm reading a piece on CBS Sports predicting he'll resign with Minnesota. He'd be crazy not to. They have the Raiders signing Justin Fields for 1 year. Thoughts?
To me, that doesn't make sense. That's a total experiment. I get the optics of it, but I think there's, again, it's just like Antonio Pierce, there's better options out there. If you're going to sign Justin Fields, you may as well stay in-house with Aiden O'Connell and just take what you get next year and hope that there's a quarterback in the draft the following year.
Yep. Cap, always good. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Anthony Capra, our friend, visiting about the Raiders. And he's as diehard about them as anybody I know. And I know a lot of Raiders diehards. One thing about this, you know, years ago when I became a Raiders guy, they accepted me lock, stock, and barrel.
All three of them?
That club. And they
How
like
come we
me.
Only hear from one of them?
They like me.
Does Shannon Great like you?
Well, ask him sometime.
Haven't seen him in a while.
Ask him if he likes me.
Okay.
Raider Nate likes me.
You sure?
Yeah, he's going to coach in League 42 this
year. That's outstanding.
I appreciate that.
As you should.
More than you can know.
I get it.
All right, Max, let's take a break. We'll come back and play a game. And then we'll bid adieu on a Tuesday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, back in 1975 on this week, Never Can Say Goodbye, Gloria Gaynor, the 14th rated song of the week.
Name her signature hit.
What was that song?
I Will Survive.
Yeah, I Will Survive. All right, Max, it is...
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What do you have
for... You're going to hate this game.
I already do.
But Max is playing too.
I already hate it. I can tell by the little bits of paper you've written on.
What can you tell about those?
I don't like the paper.
I'm going to give you the anagram of a Major League Baseball team. You're going to tell me what team that is. So I'm mixing up the letters.
I know what an anagram
well,
is.
Well, maybe Max doesn't. I don't know. Maybe our listeners
don't. Insult our intelligence. My God.
But it's both names, right? So it's the city and the team name.
All right, I'll start.
You get two guesses.
Oh, good.
You back and forth. Whoever gets it gets a point. If you don't get it in two guesses, nobody gets a point.
All right, let's go.
You're going first. Les Gongs Reloaded.
What?
Les Gongs Reloaded.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
That is correct. Good job.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest.
Oh, my God.
Most ridiculous. I know, Max.
Well, it's only on the podcast.
It's insulting our intelligence to even play it.
It is?
Go ahead. What's Max's?
Max, Meatless Trainer. Meatless Trainer.
Seattle Mariners?
That is correct.
Oh, that's a lucky guess.
You guys do that well. But you're doing just fine.
Lucky guess.
Insistent woman.
Insistent woman?
Insistent woman.
Well, you got to give me a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Hey,
we're not going anywhere.
You got to give me a second.
Insistent woman.
Yeah, I know what you said.
If it would help you to write it out, do what you got to do.
No, I don't need to write it out. I'm thinking right okay. now. Insistent woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, that's a tough one now. Insistent woman. Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
What could it be?
What could it be?
10 seconds.
No, not 10. Don't give me that 10 seconds.
Well, then Max gets a try, and then if he doesn't get it, you get another.
Be quiet
chance.
While I think. Okay.
10 seconds.
No, 10 seconds.
There's a time limit here. You can't just rattle
quit
it.
Quit talking. That's gotta be. The White Sox.
Max, insistent woman.
Some team with a W in it.
Don't look up teams.
I'm not. I'm just trying to think of a team with a W in it.
Bob is.
I'm not.
He's cheating.
No, I'm not.
You're about to.
No, I'm not. Why is this so hard?
I'm going to need a guess.
I can't think of another team in New York.
Because it doesn't have the cadence of the team.
I can't tell you.
You have another.
I'm thinking. I'm going.
Team of the W.
I'm going through the Rolodex of my mind. I can't think of a team outside of the White Sox.
Well, there's no X.
That has a W.
Insistent woman.
What is it?
Max, do you have a second guess?
Well, just get to the
No.
Well, you get two guesses each, so I want to make sure we exhaust
those.
Well,
hold on. Let me look here and at least come up with a team that has a W. My goodness. Oh, the Washington Nationals.
Incorrect.
What?
Max.
That can't be incorrect.
W, I can't. Milwaukee Brewers.
Incorrect.
What?
It's the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, God.
There's no W in Minnesota. Oh, there is a
Twins.
W.
Twins.
Doggone it, Max.
All right. Hey, let's stump Max. Jeff. Let me stump Jeff on this one.
Okay.
In the Gilmore Girls, or Gilroy Girls, I call them, name me Luke's baby mama's name or his daughter his daughter.
Isn't there someone in that group named April?
That's his daughter.
Okay, well, I don't
remember. Very good. I'll give you that one.
It's been a while since I've watched Gilmore Girls.
Been watching Gilmore Girls a lot. That and Two Broke Girls.
You should watch it. Everybody should. Your team, Max, anagrammed, Sneaky Key Owner.
What?
Sneaky Key Owner.
Sneaky Key Owner?
Yes,
New York correct. Yankees.
That's correct.
So easy.
Easy?
I wasn't
yes.
going to
get it. Bob, user beware, we milk.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
How long did you spend on this Jeff?
I am so fed up with this
Why?
Game.
It's tied. You're not doing badly. You're 2-3.
Poor game.
Max, a hangnail in two snots.
Los Angeles Angels?
Incorrect. Bob's cheating, so let's see what he...
I'm not cheating.
You're looking at a list of teams.
I'm not looking at anything. Well, it's got to be... what?
A hangnail in two snots. In, not and. In. A hangnail in two
That's
snots.
That's got to be the Nationals.
Yeah, but I'm not giving it to
no,
you.
No, I didn't look.
Yeah, you did.
I looked earlier at the teams that have a W, and that's one of them.
Are you up?
Yes.
Trash outs soon.
Houston Astros.
Yep. Max,
Now I'm killing this game.
Max, ox sends robot.
That's so easy. But Max, if you don't get...
What was the word?
Ox sends robot.
Boston Red Sox.
Yes. My God. Just spell it out for the guy.
I didn't hear what he said.
I know, but that was so easy.
Grittiest doer.
Grittiest doer.
Yes.
Grittiest doer.
Yeah, that's correct.
Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
Oh, my. Max, I'm putting it together in this game.
I'll say that.
Score?
5-3.
Oh, it's more than that.
No, that's what it is. Max, crocodile sew okra.
So is S-O. S-O.
Crocodile sew okra.
Chicago White Sox.
Incorrect.
Rah.
Crocodiles.
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Sew okra.
Sew okra.
Yes.
Well, that's a tough one. Give me a second to think about it.
Well, think about it.
Well, give me a second.
Think about it.
Well, just quit talking. It distracts me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Crocodile so okra.
Yep.
That would have to be. My gosh.
Something you should get.
That would have to be the. Can I look?
No. But it shouldn't be hard.
Los Angeles Angels.
Incorrect. Max, back to you for a second guess on crocodile so okra.
Well, this is wrong out of the chute.
How do you figure?
This team's not named that anymore.
I believe they are.
Cleveland Guardians.
Incorrect. Do you have a second guess? To exhaust.
Crocodile so okra.
Yeah.
Oh. Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, I'm not giving that to you.
Yeah, you are. That's who I thought it was.
You're staring right at it.
That's who I thought it was.
You're staring right at it. Son, S-O-N, LBJ, ate our boy. Son.
Dude, the LBJ is not a word.
Son, LBJ ate our boy.
That's not a word.
He's a person. It counts. Son, LBJ ate our boy.
Is that Max's?
No, that's yours.
That's mine?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Who has a J in their name?
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Yes.
I'm going down the list.
You're
man.
Saying it.
Huh?
You're saying it.
What do you mean I'm saying?
Who has a what in their name?
Who has a J in their name?
Yeah, who does?
Yeah. The Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm not giving that to you.
I didn't look.
I told you though. I told
no, you
what
you
it
didn't.
Was. Max.
That I get the point there.
You don't want to be we'll in a see. Real game I'll show think. With Jeff as a judge, that's for sure. He'd be
Max, my town reeks.
That's so easy.
Really? My town reeks.
That is pretty easy.
My town reeks.
Think about it, Max.
I know, I'm laughing. My town
reeks. Give him 5.
I don't know.
10.
My town reeks.
Max is in tears.
My town reeks. I can't think of any baseball teams right now.
Can I have it?
Yeah, I take it.
Hold.
My town the Mets.
Yeah.
My
New York
town
Mets. This is a really easy one. Garner's taxes.
Garner's taxes?
Yeah.
That's an easy one?
Extremely, yes.
Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that was, come on. Max, go cubic cash.
Go cubic cash. Same as a Q in it. Yeah, no.
Go Cubic Cash.
I don't know. Chicago White Sox.
You're very close.
Cubs, then.
Go Cubic Cash.
Cubs.
Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Yes, that's
what's correct. The score now?
8-3.
I'm getting killed.
Oh, my God. This is an absolute trouncing. One more.
That's it? In a zoo amid...
One more round.
In a zoo amid bank cards.
In a zoo amid bank cards.
Yes.
Let me think about it for a second.
In a zoo amid bank cards.
Boy, this is tough.
Could be.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes.
Max, I think...
Oh.
We'll give you one more shot
my
here.
My team reeks.
My town reeks. Let's ban Avatar.
Let's ban Avatar.
Yes. It's unfortunately a whitewashing in this game.
Yeah, it is. It's over, Johnny.
You didn't really come to compete.
No, I got the Seattle Mariners.
But if you could think of a team that has a V in it, you might get somewhere.
Well, there's an easy one.
Yeah, there's really only one, I think. Don't quote me on that.
I got
time.
Yeah,
Bob.
Well. The only team that I think of that would have to be the Braves, right?
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you.
And look, it's the Braves.
You looked the whole time.
I did not look.
Max, you're the winner. Bob is disqualified.
There's another win for me.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You didn't
I think
give the
so.
Cardinals?
Well, that one was a sadistic sun roll.
Well, that's a great one.
It's not bad.
Are the Cardinals going to do anything?
I don't know. What will you give us for Emmanuel Clase?
I don't want Emmanuel Clase. We're trying to get rid of our closer. Or at least hold him until the trade deadline, which makes no sense. They think they might get more, but what if he gets hurt, right? Ryan Helsley we're talking about.
Tough.
It's crazy.
A lot of decisions to make.
All right. We have come to the end. We appreciate all of you listening. Our new time slot. We try to do a little bit into the hour number two when we have a conflict with a game like we do this evening with Kansas State. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back here tomorrow. We'll be joined by our friend Mike Furchess. I really look forward to it because there's so much to talk about. This is the premium time of the year to talk pop culture, and we'll do so tomorrow with Mike. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.